Hi everyone, my name is Huai Hai Qian from the Soil Science Department of NC State. And today I'm glad to talk about fungal potential in soil nitrous oxide production and pH dependence in managed ecosystems. As known to all, nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas and ozone depleting substance. According to EPA report, agriculture soil management is a major source for nitrous oxide production, accounting nearly 70% of the soil total anthropogenic nitrous oxide emitted in the U.S. Microbial processes have been documented as a major soil nitrous oxide production pathway, specifically nitrification and denitrification. Nitrous oxide is produced as a byproduct through nitrification from ammonia to nitrate. It's also an intermediate product through denitrification from nitrate to nitrogen gas. But all we know about nitrous oxide production is solely based on bacteria as the only nitrous oxide producing agent. But this knowledge has been challenged by the new discovery that fungi can also produce nitrous oxide. In recent decades, fungal nitrous oxide production has been biochemically demonstrated as a result of denitrification process. But unlike bacteria, fungi generally lack nitrous oxide reductase, and thus making nitrous oxide the only end product through the denitrification process, suggesting a significant role of fungi to produce nitrous oxide in the soil or in the environment. Indeed, with the use of antibiotics, scientists have already detected significant fungal nitrous oxide production in the soil. Streptomycin was used as a bactericide, and fungicide was cyclohexamide. Throughout the incubation, the adding of bactericide only reduced a certain amount of nitrous oxide, but the use of fungicide caused more reduction than the bactericide did, indicating a significant fungal contribution to soil nitrous oxide production. But so far, this fungal nitrous oxide production has only been tested in limited ecosystems, so it's necessary to conduct a comparative study to compare or assess this fungal nitrous oxide production across more diverse ecosystems. Also, we still don't know what factor potentially control this fungal nitrous oxide production. Based on our previous work, different fungal isolates can produce nitrous oxide in acid, neutral, or slightly alkaline conditions, suggesting the fungi may be adaptive to a wide pH range to produce nitrous oxide. This is another research showing the relation between fungal or bacterial denitrification and soil pH. So compared to control, the use of fungicide caused constant reduction through the soil pH gradient, but the use of bactericide caused more reduction at neutral condition than reduction caused at acidic condition, showing that fungal denitrification prevail over bacterial ones at lower pH. Then our objective is first to determine if fungi can produce significant nitrous oxide across diverse ecosystems. Second, to assess how fungal and bacterial nitrous oxide production respond to different soil pH. Soil will collect from Center for Environmental Farming System located in Goldsboro, North Carolina. And the five ecosystems will pick up, including conventional cropping system, organic cropping system, cultivated with sorghum, integrated rotation system, cultivated with pasture, one plantation forestry system, and one successional field. So these five ecosystems were randomly arranged into three blocks, leading to 15 plots. And in each plot, we use soil probe to take soil samples. Four antibiotic treatments were used to assess relative fungal contribution to nitrous oxide production, including no antibiotic as control, streptomycin as bactericide, and fungicide was cyclohexamide, or two antibiotics to inhibit both fungal or bacterial denitrification of nitrous oxide production. Also, substrate of glucose and potassium nitrate were added to stimulate the nitrous oxide production in the soil. And the soil water content was raised to 90% water field pore space. Four sampling types were arranged. So the fungal contribution was calculated as the difference in nitrous oxide flux rate in control and cyclohexamide treatment divided by control. But caution should be taken before using this antibiotic inhibition method to measure, to differentiate fungi or bacteria, because there may be overlapping non-target effect. So we use this formula to assess the antibiotic overlapping ratio. If the ratio near 1, it means that there is limited antibiotic overlapping, or we can say there is no non-target effect. We measure several soil properties, and only the soil pH show significant difference, lower in PF and SUCC system, but greater in these three cropping systems, probably due to the application of limestone in these three cropping systems. This is the nitrous oxide production in 5 ecosystems with 4 antibiotic treatment. So in 4 sampling times, the organic system produced the greatest amount of nitrous oxide, and the emission in the SUCC system is the lowest. Also, the addition of bacterial side or fungi side can both significantly reduce the nitrous oxide production, indicating that both fungi and bacteria contribute to the soil nitrous oxide production in these 5 arable ecosystems. Regarding to a relative contribution, so antibiotic overlapping was between 1 and 1.3. As mentioned earlier, it's very near 1, so we can say there is no non-target effect. And amongst 5 ecosystems, the reduction percentage caused by bacteria side was significantly lower in COM and PF system, but fungi side caused more reduction in PF and SUCC system. So, which resulting the fungal to bacterial contribution ratio in this PF system significantly greater than those in other 4 systems, indicating that this fungal nitrous oxide production was more pronounced in this plantation forestry systems. Also, if we relay the soil pH with the relative contribution, the soil nitrous oxide production and bacterial contribution percentage was positively related with soil pH, but the fungal to bacterial contribution ratio was negatively related with soil pH, suggesting that the soil pH was an important factor controlling this nitrous oxide production of fungi or bacteria. So to assess the pH impact on fungal nitrous oxide fluxes in the next year, soil were collected from these 2 systems and pre-incubated under 5 different pH levels for 1 week. Then the same treatment and substrate procedure were used, except that we test 2 different water content levels and we reduce the sampling time to 3 times. So this is the average nitrous oxide production of 3 sampling times across 5 or 4 pH levels with 4 antibiotic treatment. So in both 2 soil at 2 levels of water content, disregard of different antibiotics, the nitrous oxide production was greater at pH 7 and 8, indicating that both fungi and bacteria prefer neutral or slightly alkaline condition to produce nitrous oxide. But regarding to the relative contribution, in both 2 soil and 2 water content levels, similar chance present that the bacterial contribution ratio increased with increasing soil pH, but fungal contribution was greater at lower pH. So the fungal to bacterial contribution ratio was greater at acidic conditions, showing that fungal nitrous oxide production prevailed over bacterial ones at more acidic conditions. We also measure other parameters such as microbial respiration as an indicator of microbial activity affected by different soil pH. They are very similar to the nitrous oxide production. Both fungi and bacteria prefer slightly alkaline condition, to produce carbon dioxide. But regarding to a relative contribution, the fungal to bacterial respiration ratio was greater at lower pH rather than slightly alkaline condition, confirming that the fungal activity was more pronounced than the bacterial ones at lower pH. We also use real-time PCR to measure the fungal bacterial abundance affected by different soil pH. Among five pH levels, so 16S RDNA was an indicator for bacterial abundance, and ITS RDNA was an indicator for fungal abundance. So among five different pH levels, bacterial abundance was greater at pH 7, but fungal abundance was greater at pH 4. As a result, the relative fungal to bacterial abundance ratio was greater at lower pH. And for these four denitrifying genes, also the relative abundance was greater at pH 7, indicating that denitrifying bacteria prefer neutral conditions, but fungal abundance prevail over bacterial ones at more acidic conditions. So in summary, significant fungal nitrous oxide production occurred in diverse agroecosystems, and fungal nitrous oxide production could be controlled by soil pH, and it's more pronounced under acidic conditions. And the relative contribution of nitrous oxide production appear to be determined by the relative abundance of fungi versus bacteria. And at last, I'd like to acknowledge my USDA and IFA to provide funding for my research and study here. And also my special thanks go to my advisor and lab colleague and other professors at NC State. Thank you very much.